We're through with the songs, but let's talk about some other stuff. I mean, I am so happy that I don't have to rank, that I'm not even going to comment on what I would put in, you know, where if I needed to. But can we get like a top three, top five from you, Joy?
Number one, I have Hot Pink Halo. Number two, I currently have The Alleviators. Number three, I have David Taro. Number four, I have Nathan Joe Long. And number five, I have Flint Steel.
Wow. Okay. That's great. I mean, we're recording, I think, pretty much a full week before you have to get your rankings in. Is that true?
In theory, that would be true. However, I am leaving for Chicago on Monday, and I do not trust myself to get these done while traveling. So tonight is going to be a cram session of filling in the thoughts that I didn't articulate well in my notes. I will have them ready to submit as soon as Micah gives me the necessary links.
I think in my top five, I've got Hot Pink Halo. I think I've got Sunbucket. And let's see, Governing Dynamics. I want to say David Taro's also pretty high up there. I'm going to give Bob Voig an entry in my top five. I really like the Mall Life Santa track. I was into that.
I, like I already said, am not going to give my top five.
No, you don't have to.
Coward.
Well, folks, I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah, do you want to talk about anything else with the competition or the or anything, or do you want to plug anything? You can plug your Patreon, your Instagram.
Yeah, no. The Patreon, if I can talk a tiny bit more about it, I want to let everybody know that there is a free tier on it where you get just news but ahead of what I post on socials, and it just goes out in the form of an email list. And so if you want to connect with my art, that's by far the best way to do it. If you want to throw me an extra $5 a month, you get some demos ahead of time that I am, for the most part, not doubling up with my Spin Tunes content. Sometimes it'll be the same song, but always there will be changes in the mix and the instrumentation. And then I do like little write-ups on those demos and where they were coming from. So I am more or less working over the next 3 to 5 years with the goal of making music a career for myself, specifically original music. And it wouldn't be the case that I was doing that if it weren't for Spin Tunes, right? Like, I get so many ideas and so much inspiration from this community.
You can't blame Spin Tunes for that. You can't put that on us.
If you want to blame anyone, blame Micah in particular.
Okay.
I do all the time. We're quite yeah. fond of that.
Yeah, all the liability falls there. He's going to get the subpoenas.
And he knows that. I got to meet him in person a few weeks back, and that was really lovely to see him again for the first time since I was like freaking 18, 17 maybe.
That was 5 years ago.
No. I am 30.
Okay. You are younger than just compared to us, yeah. But anyhow, we're getting way off track.
So full of life.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to edit some of this down, huh?
Your tour.
Yes.
Talk about it.
It's gonna run from September 12th to 15th. I'm gonna start with a show in Chicago. Then I'm going to play a show in Toledo, Ohio. Then I have a show in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then I end with a show at the Comet in Cincinnati, Ohio. If anyone is in Cincinnati in particular, that is the only non-house show on the tour. And it is no cover. Please come out and have a drink because we're getting paid out of the bar cut.
Cool.
I'm touring with my friend Ali Hegedus, who is a singer and keyboardist. Spin Tunes people may recognize her from my Shadow last time, Gravel Road. Yeah, she'll be coming along with me to keep me in check and also do tarot readings, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Sounds awesome. Any of our half dozen or so listeners who are at any of those places, definitely go out and check her out.
And if you need an address for any of the house shows, find me on Instagram.
Cool. All right. I think I can hear the theme music playing, Ryan. We are about out.
All right. Well, it's been lovely having you on. Thanks so much for being our guest for round one. Be sure to listen in future weeks for more infuriating content from Two Trucks, One Boat. Any shout-outs?
You know, we bandied about Micah's name, but I would like to give him a shout-out. He expertly runs Spin Tunes, and it's all the better for his participation. So thank you, Micah. You are awesome.
And while we're at it, I'd like to shout-out Tommy G and Matt Shu.
Oh, yeah. The crew. Yeah,
absolutely. Tommy, hosting the listening parties, which are going strong all the time. I know it's not Songfight over here, but may as well shout out the others too. Thanks so much, Spud, for hosting Songfight Live, which again was a magical time, and I had a fabulous time. And thanks so much to Monkhead and the rest for doing the Songfight Fightmaster stuff. Thank you to Nivius for running Nur Ein, and had a blast watching you at Songfight Live with Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost. And yeah, I don't know who else. A special shout out to my husband Andre. Thank you so much for your love and support, for the fresh chopped fruit that I had during our little break. But yeah, for taking good care of me.
Right, thanks folks, that's a wrap.